Okay. All right. It is, I think, 10:07. It is Friday, August 28th, 2026, and we are meeting for the Slate Canyon Public Infrastructure District. I'm here at the anchor location at the Provo Rec Center in Classroom A. That's at 320 West, 500 North in Provo, Utah. Present, we have board members Benjamin Godfrey, Seth Townsend, William Ryan, and Camden Wall, all together in, I believe, their boardroom. And additionally present, we have Brendan Campbell and Derek Campbell from Pinnacle, who are the district accountants. And with that, we'll go ahead and note that there is a quorum of the board present. Before I go on, can you all see the agenda up on the board?
Yes.
Okay. Great. We will go ahead then and move to item 2A, and that's considering approval of the agenda. It's funny because I can't see the agenda on my screen, which will be fun. I may let Derek or Brent or Derek, if you're presenting the financials, I'll probably let you drive at that time to share.
Yeah.
But first off, we'll go ahead and consider approval of the agenda as presented in front of you. Anything anyone wants to add first or amend?
No.
Okay, there being none, I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve, Seth.
Second, Ben.
All in favor?
Okay.
Great. We'll move on to item B. We do have your conflicts of interest disclosures on file. Are there any additional conflict disclosures anyone would like to make at this time?
No.
All right. I'll see the general, everyone shaking their head no, and everyone saying no. So there being none, we'll move on to item three, which is the portion of the meeting set aside for public comment. I'm here at the anchor location. There's no member of the public present. How about there at your location, everyone? Anyone there?
No.
Okay. And I don't see anyone else here on Zoom, so we'll go ahead and move on then from the public comment portion to our action items. The first action item is the minutes from the May 8th, 2026 special meeting. We do have that as a part of the meeting packet. Any questions, concerns, or needs to change the May 8th meeting minutes?
No, no.
Okay. There being none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Ben.
Second, Camden.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Okay, with that, I will turn the driver's seat over to Derek for the approval of the claims listing, the unaudited financial statements, and the audit. And let me allow you to share.
Right. Right. Can you see my screen?
There we
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Well, happy to be here with you guys today. We'll try and make this as quick and painless as possible. We're going to review the three different funds in the district: the general fund, the debt service fund, and the capital projects fund. So this first one is the general fund. There's three different columns: the adopted budget, the actual through June 30th, and then the variance column. I'm going to focus on the actual through 6/30 in the middle here. So currently, we're still operating on developer advances in the district. So the developer advances will equal the expenditures. Currently, through June 30th, you have accounting expenses at 10,200, audit expenses at 3,700, and legal and district expenses at 14,000. equaling that 28,000 so far. And it looks like we're on trend with the budget through the year. So everything looks pretty normal for the general fund. Any question on those?
No.
Okay. We will slide down to the debt service fund. We've had some interest earnings on the bank accounts, $9,900, and bond payment in March was the $78,800. Those are the income and expenditures. That leaves an ending balance in the debt service fund at $480,000, and you can see the breakout of those funds below that in capitalized interest at 305,000 and the surplus fund at 174,900. Any questions on that fund?
No.
Okay. And on the capital projects fund, there's some interest earnings at $29,000 and capital outlay is $1.4 million. Now that is logged as $1.4 million. I know you have not received those funds in your bank account yet. I believe Pascal at the trustee bank is still waiting on some wire instructions, some
Yes.
adjustments there. So,
Yeah, we're trying to get that figured out with her because anyway, the name on the account is not matching the name on the Lennar Homes of Utah. We don't have an account here. We have a regional account for our company, so we're figuring it out.
Okay, perfect. Once that's settled, I think that $1.4 million will actually hit your bank account and be transferred over. The ending fund balance right now is $18,800. Those will be available funds that we can also process. We have the cost certifications to do that. It's just a matter of the paperwork as soon as those funds are available. So we'll be working with Pascal to make those funds available and then be able to transfer those over to you as well. So, any questions on this fund?
No.
Okay. Is the payment, that one's, sorry, the payment listing was just above that. So pursuant to Utah statute, we have to present all of the payments being made out of the accounts to the whole board each quarter. So this is basically a summary of all of the cash that has left the bank account so far from April through June. So basically you can see there's the connection group or your engineer that has been paid in those cost certifications through the quarter. So that's just a very brief summary of the cash that has actually left the accounts. So that's basically the presentation. The last bullet point on the agenda was the audit. We've sent everything to the auditor and they're still reviewing those. We're waiting for the draft to come back from the auditor on that. So we don't have the audit currently to present to you today. So that will be coming shortly. So any questions at all on any of these items?
No.
Okay, that's my presentation, Betsy.
All right, great. You can stop your screen share and it'll go back hopefully to the agenda. Is everybody seeing the agenda?
Yes, John.
Okay. We'll go ahead now and we'll actually move on these items. So the first item to move on is action item 4B. I'll entertain a motion to approve the claims listing. That was the first page.
Oh, yeah. Motion to approve.
And
Ben.
who was that, Ben?
Yeah.
All right. And is there a second?
Second, Camden.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Same with the unaudited financial statements. These were the different budgets that Derek pulled up to June 30th. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Seth. Second, Ben.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay. And then the audit we will send out to you. So it looks like not able to approve, but as it comes in, I believe there's a kind of a 60-day grace period typically extended. Derek, have you received that 60-day notice from the auditor's office?
We have, and we have been in communication. We've tried to communicate with the state auditor. They haven't responded. So just working with the actual independent auditor, asking them to please hurry because we're well past the deadline. So
Yeah, okay.
we're hoping to get that in as soon as possible.
Okay. And we've seen that kind of across the board, I think. I think everybody had that expect. Well, I think the audit, those doing the audit were planning on having that grace period window. So we'll get that in front of you, board, as soon as we get it. We'll move on then to item number five, which is the administrative non-action items. I don't have anything to add. Is there anything anyone has questions about or anything we'd like to discuss here today?
I was just curious if we have action items and we don't take action, do you have to note, is there a note to that such that it's tabled or something?
No, it'll be in the minutes. Not that it's tabled, just that it wasn't approved today. It's because it wasn't presented, and that's because it wasn't received. So the board doesn't need to do anything at this point. Good
Thank you.
question. Moving on, then, our next regular meeting is scheduled for October 21st, 2026 at 10 a.m. I believe the calendar that's already on calendar, and that's again to take care of quarterly financials, and we can bump the audit to be ratified at that time. I don't expect any surprises, but we'll send it to you beforehand, and then we can probably have it ratified at that meeting. Anything else?
No, thank you. I probably won't be at that next meeting. So,
As long as we have a quorum, that'd be fine. So that's okay. And one thing I will note too is by then you may have a trailer on site or you may want to change anchor locations. We'll communicate with you. For now, we have the rec center scheduled just for it to take place in the same way.
this is the October 21st. So I think I'm on town. All right. Thanks.
We need three of the four of us to be present. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So that might have a problem with that. Because it sounds like BJ's going to be out of town, and I'm probably going to be bonding with a new baby at home.
Awesome.
My wife's due right around that time, so.
Okay, we can send out we'll send out maybe an email query and try to figure out a time that'll work for everyone. And the only reason I say the three out of five is because it is a five-member board. We have one vacancy still. And so we do want to try to maintain a quorum of three for any ongoing meeting.
Somebody else's. Should we get somebody else as the fifth person, or should we just leave it at four?
That's totally up to you. There has been, I believe, an amendment. I'll have to check in the governing document. I know that there have been changes in legislation to allow boards to be self-appointing. I'll have to check and see if we've done that here yet. But yeah, if you have something you want to propose, we can have them presented, and they probably wouldn't be sworn in by the time for the next meeting, but there is
And
one
we could also
vacancy.
just should we could also just schedule the meeting for a different time when we have better availability, or was
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just want to make sure we do it in time to be able to get final budgets for 2027 in line. And I know the Campbell brothers aren't busy at all, so we don't have to check with their calendars at all. They probably have a few meetings come October and November, but I'll send out an email and then we'll just get a time that works.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. There being nothing further, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Set.
Thanks, Seth. Is there a second?
Second, Camden.
Thanks, Camden. All right, all in favor.
Aye.
Okay, thanks, everyone. If you have any questions, just reach out, send me a message.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Yeah. Thank you.
That was just the nicest little.